from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
The final team here in the NFC South preview, it's the Atlanta Falcons. They got Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore. I put them last, Matt, because quite honestly, is there anyone worth talking about other than Drake London? And we've talked about Drake London a lot.
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, what more can we say about Drake London? Look, if you're just tuning into the podcast now, you can find our Drake London content. You know, we seemingly talked about him just recently because we talked about, like, how could he be deployed in this offense and, like, potentially maximized, right?
Right.
I think that that's interesting. Like, how can he be deployed in a fashion that really takes it up another level in terms of his ability to beat, to win on, like, dig routes and stuff like that? You know, I think that's possible. Alignment, I think he can be used. Like, he was used as a pure boundary X receiver in Arthur Smith's offense. Really very little positional versatility because they didn't really have anybody else that could play outside X receiver.
Yeah.
Buddy, I still don't think they really have anybody.
They don't at all. I mean, you know, again, Darnell Mooney, I think profiles the best as a flanker receiver. He does have a 1,000-yard campaign, I believe,
on his resume. He's like a decent three.
Totally. Rondale Moore's a gadget player, though. I don't know where they're going to stick him. The rest of the room is Ray McLeod, Kadarrell Hodge. They did draft a really good athlete in Casey Washington out of Illinois in the 6th round. I think I've got his numbers up here. He ran a sub-4.5 40, which is good, and a 39.5-inch vertical, which is, again, given his size at 6'1", 200 pounds, that's pretty good. It's just... Again, there's a reason why he was a 6th-round pick, right? And, like, not a great prospect overall. It's just this room is – I know they addressed it this offseason. They did. They made – you know, they made a move to go get Rondale Moore. They made a move to go get Darnell Mooney. But these are just not impact players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Drake London is going to, from a statistical standpoint, Matt, is going to have a great year. You know, I think he's going to fit in perfectly with what Kirk Cousins wants to get done. And I love that fit, quarterback wide receiver fit there in Atlanta. If we're talking about the room in general, though, it's like, this is not that interesting.
No, it's very limited. This room overall is super limited. Even Ray McLeod is like a gadget guy, right?
Yep.
So that's
I mean, Rondale Moore has never had, you know, he's never cracked 500 yards receiving, you know?
He's not even a real receiver, okay? Let's be super clear about Rondale Moore. Like, he is a pure gadget option. So, in terms of, like, outside receivers, Drake London is pretty much it. Yeah, Darnell Mooney's a decent man beater, but I think he's a flanker. He could kick inside to the slot a little bit. I think there are ways, you know, and, like, Fantasy Twitter had, like, a tizzy about when there was a report that, Kyle Pitts is learning wide receiver and tight end. And it's like, he's been doing that his entire career. Actually, sometimes to the detriment of Kyle Pitts, as he's been playing, like, outside receiver.
Yeah.
But I think there are ways that they can structure things where Mooney is a vertical receiver on the outside on one side of the field, and Pitts is off the line of scrimmage as an outside receiver, or even flip that. Like, Pitts is on the line as a slot, and then he's running a vertical route, and Drake London is on the others, is kind of in cutting. I broke that down on a YouTube video, so people can go check that out. And, like, the big thing for me is that Kirk Cousins, per fantasy points data, led all quarterbacks with a 150.6 passer rating on in routes and deep and mid-level crossing routes in 2023. In 2022, he had the most attempts and completions throwing to those routes. Those should be the bread and butter of Drake London in this offense, and I think it will be, and I think that's going to be a pretty why he's going to have such a big season beyond the fact that, yeah, there's not a lot of other options in this room.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.